This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Long before she lost her mom to cancer, Kim Restivo-Galea walked beside her in support of her mission to raise funds to recruit healthcare workers to the Kinmount region. Now, in her memory, Restivo-Galea walks to honor her mother and so many other average everyday people who started the Kinmount District Health Services Foundation in 1995 with one purpose: to bring quality health care to the area so local residents get the care they deserve. KDHSF, as it's known, is hosting the 28th annual Journey for Health community fundraising event on Saturday, September 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. Start the day with a pancake breakfast, walk, run, or jog the rail trail, and raise money for physician recruitment. Restivo-Galea, secretary for KDHSF, is excited the event is once again taking place this year and invites everyone to join in the fun for a vitally important cause.
So this is the Journey for Health campaign, and I'm calling it a campaign now. So this year we changed it. This is the 28th year of the Journey for Health community event in the park. This year we've expanded it, and now it will include an online auction that will launch on October 1st. We'll see how this all fares. It's all new to us doing the auction, but the Journey for Health in the park, it started out, 28 years ago as a walk on the trail. And, you know, people were getting pledges and, you know, doing their trail walk. And then there was some lunch, snacky lunch served after. And that was, and there were draw prizes. And that's how it began. Along the way, some activities were added, and it kind of went forward and then kind of backed up again at COVID time. I think we did 3 years with no actual event. After that, for our 25th anniversary, that's when we started adding more activities, more draw prizes. The firefighters were always there, but they were doing like target practice or, you know, with the kids, had activities for the kids. Now, all these years later, we've added this online auction. We felt like we needed to change something because, I mean, we've been raising the funds but what else do we do? The businesses are so supportive. We had like 50 to 60 draw prizes. This is a morning event, and you're trying to get through everything. We have a pancake breakfast with the Lions. We're having health and wellness information tables with all different local health and wellness agencies. And I think we're up to 8 to 10 vendors that are going to be there this year. It was taking so long to draw those prizes. I mean, people, they didn't want to hang around. It was just too long. So it's like, what do we do? So that's when we decided, okay, let's do this online auction. And that's where most of the donated prizes or donated items are going to go on the auction. We will have some door prizes as, you know, incentives. They can enter by donation for the door prizes. Then we changed it. It's always been in August. It's always been the second Sunday in August. The last couple of years, the extreme weather, the wildfires, it was wreaking havoc. Last year, it was the night before. That's when the fires were, you know, holding them back. They were 3 kilometers from the park. Is it happening? Because it was right in Burnt River. I mean, it was very close in Burnt River. So it's like, are we having the event? Vendors and volunteers were calling, you know, are we coming? We're nervous to come. There's smoke in the air, you know, breathing. So it was like, okay, we can't do this every year. I'm, you know, with the assumption that we're going to probably have extreme weather and wildfire season every year. We just don't know how. Yeah. We talked about changing the date, and that's when we ended up moving it into September. So we wanted to keep it away from Terry Fox as much as we know that runs pretty well throughout September. The second weekend is more popular for that, the actual Terry Fox weekend. So that's why we made it the third weekend in September.
Back when it began, KDHSF didn't have professional recruiters filling its ranks. Instead, it had passionate, driven members, including Restivo-Galea's mother, who wanted to establish a medical clinic in Kinmount with a full-time doctor to serve the community. They worked hard, knocking on doors, making phone calls, and never giving up. When Dr. Mihu settled in town and began seeing patients, the small group knew they were onto something, and the annual fundraising event helps ensure people have high-quality medical care close to home.
It was always collecting pledges. And that's how I started all those years ago. Was my mom was one of Dr. Mihu's first patients. Yes. And then my mom became a great advocate for the health center. And she, I'm going to well up now. And she was the highest fundraiser for Journey for Health over all of the years. And so she would always want to raise $1,500 because the pharmacy will match. And even to this day, it's the same. Sam Iskander at the Kinmount Pharmacy will match the highest fundraiser up to $1,500. So that was always my mom's goal, was to raise that. So she did the walk, collector pledge, walked all around collecting all her pledges to make sure she got that. And then I would typically walk with her, just, hanging out with my mom. And then when she became ill, I walked on her behalf the first year in 2005. And then after that, after she passed, I walked in her memory. And I would always want to collect $1,500. So I would always go back to her, Davis Lake. I mean, the cottagers here are amazing. And that's where she lived up here. So of course it kind of pulls on the heartstrings, right? When I say, this is mom's walk. So I always raised the 1,500, and then each year it just kept going up and up. And then it was, I don't know if the year I was getting married or that I was up here and I couldn't personally go and see everybody that would pledge me back there. And I felt bad, but I sent an email out saying, sorry, I have to do this by email, but I can't get down there, blah, blah, blah. And that was the big change because everybody started e-transferring me and you get way more money. They're not picking their change out of their pockets.
No.
So that's when it really increased. So now, last year and the year before, I had raised over $7,000.
Across Ontario, an estimated 2.5 million people are without a doctor, and there is fierce competition between municipalities to attract doctors to their communities. In Haliburton County, between 2,000 and 3,000 people do not have a family doctor. That's why the work of KDHSF is so important. Earlier this year, the Kinmount District Health Centre suffered a blow to its complement of physicians there. More than 500 patients were orphaned after Dr. Mimi Vanderleeden closed her practice there after only a year. No reason was given. Now, the medical centre has only one physician, Dr. Leslie Punjara, and it's why Restivo Galea and the KDHSF team is working hard to find another doctor.
Our mission is, that we're a trusted charity advocating for healthcare services in the community that we serve. So that's our mission. And the big vision is that there's just like excellence in healthcare for all. So that's what we just want to see, everybody receiving the best healthcare that can be, that they can get. Nobody should be without primary care. So that is really just the big hope and the big goal. And for Journey for Health, I mean, that is one of two of our major fundraisers. So we have the Journey for Health campaign, and that the last few years has been bringing in around between 16 and 18,000. So we're hoping with this online auction that that will increase. That's our hope. And then the Christmas appeal is our second major fundraiser, and that's just a direct mail appeal, and that usually brings in about 12, 13,000. We all the board members, I know I speak for all of them, that we are so proud of not just ourselves, but of the whole community and how such a small community can do so much. Like we call on the same community over and over and over again, and we know they're being called on by other causes as well. But just the fact that, we always say Kinmount is like the little town that could, because we've done so much in this rural community where all over they're all facing the same crises, the same issues, especially in the rural communities. And we're doing it. We're doing it. We're keeping that the health center thriving. And it's not just because of the foundation, it's because of the staff there, it's because of the community, the businesses, the residents, just everybody just steps up and helps. It's awesome. It's amazing.
The 28th annual Journey for Health community fundraising event takes place Saturday, September 19th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Austin Sawmill Heritage Park. For more information, visit kdhc.ca/fundraising/donations.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.